wonderful love.
I stand amazed in the past.
Just reflect on the wonderfulness and the amazingness of Jesus's love for us. So just sit quietly for a minute and just think about the wonder and beauty of his love. And if you feel led out of that to lift up a praise to him, feel free to do so. as Jesus, we can't help but sing praises to you, to sing about the wonders of your love. When we reflect on where we were before you, Jesus, how we were lost in shame, we were blind, without hope. But you, Lord, in your love and mercy, have rescued us, redeemed us, and brought us near to yourself, purely out of grace. And so, Lord, we thank you for your wonderful love that we don't deserve. May we never take it for granted. In Jesus' name, amen.
goodness of God.
One more time. Yes, Lord, may your praises be continually on our lips, for you alone are worthy, for you have been with us before we were even born. Lord, preparing the works that you had in store for us. You've been with us in the good times, and you've walked with us through the fire, the difficult times. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us, you never forsake us. All of the things that we have seen you do, Lord, just show us who you are. And so we praise you for who you are this morning. We praise you for your goodness and your love, for your faithfulness. And so, Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes this morning to have an even greater understanding of who you are as we look into your word. And may we be transformed as a result. Come have your way, King Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. And if you would remain standing, if you are able, and open to Matthew 15 in honor of the reading of God's word, Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. We talked today about authentic worship. Worship not just what we're doing here in the sanctuary right now, but worship as a way of life. What does that look like? Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. Matthew records this. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God,' he is not to honor his father with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men." Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that is what makes him unclean." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" And he replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what makes a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you all. You may be seated. Appreciate you standing for that.